K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this Sunday, December 22nd, 2024. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, all the way to men's and women's golf. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much all year. Whether you've been hanging out with us all throughout the year, or you've been in and out, or this is your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast. If you like what you've been hearing, definitely I would advise you to like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily, including the holiday season as well. Christmas this Wednesday, folks, across the nation as well. We're right in the middle of holiday season, of course, the new year. And that means new year is also around the corner as well. Postcast, another blowout. This time, K-State, it's been a theme. It's been a theme, and I am in no mood because I can go down a rabbit hole. Well, I could really go down a rabbit hole real quick, but in this case here, K-State wraps up the non-con schedule, the men anyways. The women play later on this afternoon as I'm sitting here recording this. K-State men's basketball loses to Wichita State, and K-State, like we've seen it throughout the non-con, let me double-check this before I go say it on here. K-State had a lead going into halftime. Have you heard this before? Yes, we've had in the conference play. And then Wichita State sparked their run in the second half. And just like that, K-State, like usual, was on the pressure and lose to the Shockers. Man, excuse me. It's been some morning. But 84-65, Wichita State knocks off K-State. Big win for the Shockers. Another terrible bad loss for the Wildcats. I really have no other words to say it there. In the second half, look at this. Shockers put an ass whooping on the Cats, 55-32. And that's why I want to do some people nowadays. But in this instance here, on the basketball court, Shockers put the belt on K-State's ass, 55-32. And that's all you need to know right there, right? In this game, K-State played good in the first half. We set it throughout the knock-on. And then Wichita State turns it on at home, in front of the home crowd, at Koch Arena down Wichita, Kansas, and rolls a 12-3 run. 12-3 run in the second half ignites the Shockers there by Jerome Tang's Cats there in this game, despite a career high by McCaleb Rich. 20 points, first career game of 20 points. Buddy Rich, 8 of 13 shooting, 60% from downtown in this one. Brendan Housen, 13 points, shot 50% from the field as well, and hit all of his three-pointers from downtown, it looks like, but it was not enough. And you wondered if there's any ill effects to what happened in Kansas City the other night. I don't know. Maybe. But this has been rinse and repeat. Yeah. That's what it's been in 2024 overall across the board. But for this team, what do they got to do to, I'll go to check the box score. What do they got to do to break this little pattern that they've been having as they are going to also go into Big 12 play here next week? But yeah, it's puzzling to know that this team continues to step on their own toes in this one. David Gasson falls short for the first time in quite a while of a double-double. He had 9 points on the evening in 22 minutes of action there in this one. Had 4 total rebounds in this basketball game. Let's see, David Castillo started for the first time in his K-State career. 21 minutes of action, did not score any buckets in this one. McCaleb Rich, we said the story in this one, but it's in a losing effort. C.J. Jones, 28 minutes, 8 points. Hawkins added 6. Max Jones, 7. We already mentioned that. Igarura, 2 points. McDaniel, nothing. And Uganda Oriento, nothing. And Doug McDaniel, there. I did record an episode on Doug McDaniel early in the week. That might get posted this week somewhere. Be on the lookout for that between he and Jerome Tang. He only plays basically a mop-up duty. 6 points. Orienzo, only 2 points. Orienda. What do you have? I might be reading this wrong. No, that's Moby Orienda. He had 8. He played 8 minutes. Doug McDaniel only played 6. Yeah, still mop-up duty. Where is 6, 5, 2, 1? Still mop-up duty there as well in this one. In oh boy. Like I said, I am no mood to cuss this team out. I did a little bit there in this episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritta III, Wichita State blows out K-State last night by the score of, I had it here for a minute, now I lost it, 84-65 last night in Wichita, Kansas in Colt Arena. Yeah, man, I did have, I think it was Mason Voth. Now, maybe I probably don't have this up right now. I'm surprised I don't, but let me go back and try. Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah, Mason Voth, yeah. Mason Voth, who does stuff for K-State Online. Let me see. I saw this and figured, you know what, let's just go through. This is actually John Kurtz, but KSU fan, also part of that coverage over at KSO. If you, again, kind of a shameless plug, but I'm going to do it anyway because, again, there's great K-State content across the board, including people got media that are closer to the team like Kellis Robinette and John Kurtz and Mason Voth. Worst start for K-State since 2002. When they went, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, just about the same. Equals the same worst start in K-State men's basketball history since 2002, where they lost to Mississippi, Wichita State, Northwestern, let's see, Iowa, and Western Carolina. You flip it to what? 23 years, fast forward 23 years, you have this, right? LSU, you get embarrassed by them, right? Led by former Cat, Cam Carter. You play upset ball with Mississippi Valley State. Bad basketball team. Bad basketball team. Play basketball with them, but you win that game. Just want to reiterate that. And then Liberty. Oh, boy. Liberty. You lose to them there as well. Of course, St. John, Drake, and now you have Wichita State there. You know, I don't know why this has Wichita State in purple, but but we just lost Wichita State, so I don't know why KSU fan has that, I guess, tracker or whatever it is. But that score is wrong because I looked at two scores that were wrong apparently because I had to double check because one's app says 73-70 K-State beat Wichita State. The other was this one, 76-75. The other one I saw the same score on there. So yeah. Yeah, and then reading the fact that, yeah, K-State, you're not going to get one of those wild cards. I'm going to call it wild cards. You're not going to get one of those wild cards spots to get in the tournament. You're going to have to earn it the hard way. The hard way, right? So, but there's really not much you can say to this point. Then, I don't know, because you needed we're best case scenario with this stretch. The small little stretch is going to split these games. Best case, the absolute best case scenario, you go 2-0. The second best scenario, you split. The worst, the very worst case scenario is you go 0-2. Like I said, I am in no mood at all. I'm over it. Hang on a second here. Of course. Yeah, I mean, of course he's not going to do that. But, yeah, and so, yes, the head coach for Wichita State apparently had some word, I guess, some nice things to say at least positive for K-State, at least future-wise, but there ain't nothing nice to say right now there as well. And then apparently, I might have to do a little deeper diving into this. I'm just seeing this right now. Yeah, Jerome Tang saying that they might be done with the Wichita State series. What is going on? What is going on here? I don't know. It's just this team is an absolute mess right now, and they at some point or another are gonna have to figure this out, because it's only at least for right now. Remember the saying that I said? I think it was either this week or last week that, and it might have been the postcast of St. John, somewhere in there, that, you know, the worst, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. Yeah, I think it's about that time for K-State. I think it's going to get even worse for them. And Jerome Tang coming out and saying that, you know, I think the rivalry, look, just because you beat this team 2 out of 3 times. So I don't know. Look, I'm just reading the Twitter off of Kellis Robinette right now. Scanning it. I'm not reading anything right now. I'm going to have to read this off mic right now and maybe come back to this week later at some point, when I get everything else figured out. But it's just crazy that, all right, we're gonna end the series because we lost. We got our ass kicked. I'm over with this team, and I just don't know. I just honestly don't know where to go from here at this point. So luckily, I at least, you know, I guess hindsight, you know, we made it to the end of the year. It can only get better from here, right? So I guess from all phases, right? But have a lead, for the exception of LSU, and you cannot close. The biggest issue with this, one of the many issues with this team, is you're listening to the postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, I gotta wrap this up here in a few minutes. I don't want to go too long here. Eddie Greer, postcast, Wichita State. Absolutely put it on. K-State blows out K-State in the second half, 84. Let me see again. Oh, man, it's been some more than I said. Let's see. 84-65 last night in Wichita State getting a win there. And I didn't really know that. It's been a while for Wichita State since they beat us. They had multiple opportunities in the last 2 years to beat us, because I know that first time Wichita State had us down there, and then we pulled it out of our ass there. And then, of course, the previous meeting, they were in control. So it's been a good little series there. So I don't know why Jerome Tang, again, I have not read it. I have not watched any press conferences or anything like that yet. Again, I'm going to take the time to do that today after my morning errands here in KC and figure it out. What's next step is, but you've been with me all year. Yeah, it's been quite the transition. Let me tell you that. And K-State's going through a transition period right now, as there's no answers. And when you put yourself out there, Coleman Hawkins saying all this is world against K-State and all that, I would just go ahead and shut up. At this point, I would just shut up and just go ahead and play. Just shut your mouth. Just go ahead and play. And for what it is, because look, you're not winning. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, everybody looks at the results at the end of the box score. Whether you won the basketball game, won the football game, you lost the basketball game, or lost. When does the loss matter? Nobody should say anything about your statements on Twitter or anything like that, or your little ego on the media stand. And when that goes for majority of that team, for exception of two players, maybe it's not throwing the third in there, if it will. But yeah, it's just frustrating. Pat, you want to speak, and then this team not winning the basketball game. David Gasson said it in the presser after Drake. You know, anybody can come back from a 20-point deficit. We see all time of college basketball through the last handful of years now. We've seen, like, a K-State. Any team I name off has come back from a 20-point deficit, right? But it's, can you close? And this team can't close out with a damn right now. It is what it, because this, they did this against St. John, went on a run, and then they cracked under pressure. Here last night, you're up. Here comes Wichita State. You fold like a, and you fold. You fold a 10 up and go home. Right? So it's just, like I said, I can go off, literally, on this team, as you like, know for some time. But yeah, for, I do want to put Wichita State in here real quick. Xavier Bell went off against the K State defense. He scored 13 points in the second half, 24 game high. Over Buddy Rich. Buddy Rich again had a great game last night, but again, don't matter. Doesn't matter. Don't matter what you in the box score. Don't matter. Does not matter. It matters. The overall result matters. And K State, of the looks of the score, got the ass kicked. So let's put it there. Bell, 24 points. Corey Washington, double double for Wichita State, 18 of 10. Quincy Ballard, also a double double last night, 10 of 10 points as well. So, you know, I don't have the answers. Do y'all have the answers? Because now we go into Big 12 play where things are about to get even worse for this Kansas State men's basketball team. It is. So I mean, it's. I don't know. At this point, I can sit here and rant till the cows come home, but it doesn't solve why K-State is playing terrible in the second half. It just blows my mind that this pattern is continuing, and now they're about to head into conference play, and really no answers. Really just none at all. So, like I said, again, I'm going to have to come back. Hang on a second here. Let's see if they're going to say anything here. Boy, let's see. Drum Tang. Not going to get into that right now. Like I said, I'm going to have to watch his press comments there to get a little bit more information there. Yeah, so both teams are going to be playing Cincinnati. It begins today. Women's basketball. Can they start off? Can they continue their role of dominance? We'll find that out starting today, this afternoon. K-State Women's Basketball, 13th in the country, 1 o'clock, Bramish Coliseum. That's going to go down there. K-State Men's Basketball is going to be playing a ranked 19th ranked Cincinnati team. Oh, shit. So that is going to be a primetime tip, 6 p.m., national televised game. CBS Sports Network will have this game. This is going to be, not this Monday, but the following Monday, 2 days before the new year. So not this Monday, K-State Nation, but the following Monday, December 30th, K-State will host Monday Night Basketball against Cincinnati. So we'll just have to see what happens. At this point, we'll just have to toss it up. So K-State loses to their other rival from down south, a.k.a. Little Brother. Little Brother took over last night. Wichita State, give all credit to Wichita State for making the adjustments in this coaching staff. Jerome Tang and his coach staff got a lot of questions to figure out. The puzzle, they got to figure it out. Wichita State Shockers, 84. Kansas State Wildcats, 65. Alex Aiden out there in Shannon, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever. Get your podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes. Make sure you add this collection episode, this podcast episode, whatever, to your favorite Kansas State podcast. We're rolling out of here on this Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast continues. Cats. Yes.